Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 17th of August 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the Departments of Culture, Media and Sport has given £363 million to upgrade the broadband infrastructure in England and Scotland. There's already been some money given for Northern Ireland and Wales, but the rest of us are going to get it. It's going to make sure we get 2 megabits per second in the short term, and then it's going to go super fast broadband by 2015. I always hate the word super fast because it means absolutely nothing, and it probably only means about 20 meg. But if Virgin Media go down to the local village, I will be in there. Oh, yes. The Pre 3 has got a UK release date. It's today. Yes, the next generation webOS handset is out today, allegedly. You can buy it outright if you want. It's going to be about £360 SIM free, or you can get a deal with Orange. They seem to be the only people that have got a deal at the moment. I don't know if it's just the fact that they're the only ones that are interested or whether that's all they could manage, but they're the people to go to. Okay, so that's UK news out of the way. Next thing is Google acquiring Motorola. Of course, this happened on Monday afternoon. Google bought Motorola Mobility. It's going to mean that the handset maker is tied up with Google, and everyone's saying that they thought it was a good deal. Orange have jumped in and said, yes, it's fine. They like it to bits, and so did AT&T. And also the fact that Nokia have said that their pairing with Windows Phone 7 was clearly the right thing to do, because the Google Motorola thing is just the same kind of thing as they've done with Microsoft. Couldn't agree more. And on the back of that, Motorola has launched the Defy Plus. It's a handset which looks like every other handset on the market, and it's got a whole load of specs, including a 1GB processor and a 5MP camera, and I don't know why you'd buy this over anything else, to be honest. The PlayStation Portable has got dropped in price. Previously, it was about £129. It's now going to go down to about £85. Allegedly, across Europe, it's going to be €99, which means that it's going to be £99 in the UK. They're not going to do the conversion right. They're all a bunch of gits. And also, the PlayStation 3's come down. It's now under £200 for the first time. It's going to cost you as little as £199, which is all you need, really. So, that's not bad at all. And there's been a version of that on sale in Costco for the same price for quite a while, so why you'd buy it again, I'm not sure. If you're a Mac user, then you've got 10.7.1, your first upgrade to Lion, which is going to fix a whole load of bug fixes. Whether they're your bug fixes or not is a different thing entirely. And also, Mac OS 10 Lion USB drive is available to you. It's going to be £55, just because you couldn't be bothered to make a copy of it before you actually created your disk image. Oh dear, dear, wasn't that silly? Never mind. There's how-tos all over the net. That'll be easy. Logitech have released a clip-on tablet speaker for your iPad 2. It's a long tube with speakers at both ends, and it clips onto the front of your iPad 2 and becomes a stand, and then plugs into your earphone socket. You can either run it by batteries or you can run it by a transformer, but it does look rather good. It's going to really upset the people on the train next to you, though, because it probably goes quite loud. Logitech stuff is pretty good. Price? $49. So that's not bad at all. So that'll be 50 quid when it comes over here. And finally, I know that Carl Swagger's going to like this story. After a 15-year absence from Mac, Autodesk released AutoCAD for Mac earlier this year, and everyone was fine and dandy and happy. They're also going to release a Lite version next year, and it's going to be in the Mac App Store. Now, Kyle is one for the free apps, and he's going to look at this drooling. However, Kyle, watch out. The Lite version is going to cost you $900. Yeah. If you've got a rip-off product and you can't sell it, then stick it in the Mac App Store and maybe they can shift it for you. If you've got a story, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again tomorrow night at 9:30 with the Bagel Tech Big Show. As normal, full house planned, and we've got all our issues sorted out thanks to Russ. And then we'll be back again on Friday with the Daily Show in the morning, and then Mac Show at 1, and Photo Show, we might try and do a little bit earlier because I've got to go out, I'm afraid. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.